This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings. Welcome back to the show. Moose and Breezy here, 73 for the high today. September is Suicide Prevention Month. We've been talking about this a little bit on the show, especially with it being September, and we ask and encourage you to put a hand out. Let someone know who may be going through it that, hey, you're there, you're willing to help. And we wanted to ask you that you join the conversation at 7 p.m. tonight with our company Odyssey's Mental Health Initiative. It's called I'm Listening.
Yeah, and it's important. We do it every year.
Every year. And we're continuing to spread mental health awareness with help from artists, actors, medical professionals, and others during our annual I'm Listening broadcast special. So if you or someone you know wants to join that conversation, it's going to be right here on 98PXY at 7 o'clock tonight in partnership with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
And it's brought to you by BetterHelp, which we love our friends at BetterHelp because they are offering so many tools and resources for people who need therapy, maybe can't afford therapy. Mm-hmm. So yes, I just wanted to take a moment because earlier last week, we spoke to a gentleman named Manny, and he shared his extremely powerful story of how he tried and attempted to take his own life. And thank goodness it didn't go that way. It's stories like those that are very important to share. They're hard to share on our show. They're hard to talk about, whether it's on the radio, with friends, so on and so forth. But it's stories like those that are extremely impactful because it really makes you think a little harder, and it puts a lot into perspective. I think with I'm Listening being tonight and so many people being affected by not just mental health, but suicide and suicide prevention, whether you've dealt with suicidal ideations or you know someone who died by suicide, it is important to bring that to the forefront. And although I personally have never dealt with any type of suicidal ideation, I know people who've died by suicide. People who are very close to me, actually.
Same.
And that is a really, really hard pill to swallow, and you almost feel really guilty as the survivor on the other end of knowing, like, what could I have done to help, or how could I have been there for that person that would have changed this outcome? And you know, you have people around you who are directly impacted, whether it be a spouse or a child or something along those lines. And it's like, now this person's hurting. And I think really all you can do is be there for that person or that family or those people. You know, it wasn't until my late 20s, I'm 30 now, I was probably 28, 29. And I've been very open about this on the show, but I started getting this feeling inside of me that was really hard to shake, and it was something that really consumed my God, every waking moment of death and dying and when I'm going to die and how I'm going to die,
right,
and how much time I have left. And I would wake up every single day for about 6 months to 10 months straight. And I thought to myself, today is the day I'm going to die.
Constant and intrusive thoughts.
Constant. It overtook. And that was something that I really struggled with because I had never experienced something like that. From a young age, I would have questions and thoughts about death, but not to that extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I think it a lot had to do with my job and reporting on things that honestly are hard to talk about and hard to read and see every day. But another part of it was just getting older and living alone. And I went and I got help because I couldn't live like that anymore. It was something that was really debilitating to me. I went to my PCP and I told her, and she said, you know, you're at an age right now where this is a really transitional period.
Right.
You're leaving your 20s, you're entering your 30s, and this is where most people develop anxiety about getting older and about losing time. And you see people around you passing, and whether it be expected and unexpected, all the different realms of people leaving this universe. And she's like, this is really something that you can fix with counseling, you can fix with medication. And for a very long time, I was very anti-medication. I was like, I don't need that. I don't want it to alter my brain chemistry. I talk for a living. I make jokes for a living. I'm witty. I can't be on medicine that is going to take that away from me or mm-hmm. hinder that. And ultimately, I decided to go on an antidepressant. I'm on Wellbutrin. I've been on it for about a year now. And I will admit, I wish I did it sooner. It changed a lot of things for me. I no longer have those intrusive thoughts. And if I do, it's because I'm not taking it regularly, or I missed a day, or whatever it is. But it really changed my life. And I know there's so many people out there that are just like me, or I'm just like you, where, oh, I don't need that. I don't think I can handle that. I don't want it to change my life. It improved my life immensely. And I never really knew my mental health struggles and how prominent they were until I reached out and got help. And until I was on a prescription medication that really altered my brain chemistry and just regulated it. There's nothing wrong with reaching out. There's nothing wrong with being on medication. And I pride myself on being 100% transparent with all of you, because I really do feel like we have a very strong relationship, and I feel like I can trust you and you can trust me, both of us. So with that being said, I know it's a lot and I know it's hard to talk about. I know we're a very fun, lighthearted show, but without these conversations, I would be doing this entire city a disservice. Anyone who listens to the show, to make it seem like I have it all figured out, you have it all figured out,
mm-hmm.
because we're just like you, honestly. Whether you're on medication, whether you're in counseling, therapy, whether you see a psychiatrist, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
You know, it's funny too, because you made it a point where we talked about death on this show so much because of the thoughts you were having.
Right, right.
And then, coincidentally, last December, last January, right before I was about to hit 40, mm-hmm. I started having similar thoughts.
Yeah.
And the one thing, you know, I told you all the time, I would constantly go to bed at night, like, what if my heart stops right now?
Yeah.
That's it. It's over for me.
Yeah.
Game over. And I'm thinking to myself, and I start laughing, because that's how I deal with anxiety. I'm like, what, why though? And it was finally brought to my attention, just like you, hey, you are about to enter a new decade.
Yeah.
You are getting rid of the 30s. That is an old chapter. And this is going to bring up a lot of anxiety for you. And it made complete sense. I was entering a new period of my life that was so unfamiliar for me, but also scary.
Right.
I'm like, 40? I was just 21.
Right.
And it was really hard for me to digest that because I was in such denial. But listen, we all have intrusive thoughts. We're all facing a battle others know nothing about. And you, if you ever want to hit up Breezy and I, I've said it once, I'll say it again. You can reach out to us on our socials at Hi Moose or Breezy on Air, along with calling or texting 988 to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. People are always standing by because you are heard, you know, and like they say, it's okay to not be okay. But 988, you can call or text. Somebody is always standing by to talk to you.
Yeah, and I really do hope you tune in tonight. I really hope you take a moment at 7 p.m. right here on our station. You don't have to go looking for it. I'm listening initiative tonight, the broadcast special. We do it once a year. It's all in partnership with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Mental Health Awareness, and again, partnering with BetterHelp. But Carson Daly will be on there,
yep.
Country host Katie Neal, and a ton of other very notable celebrities that are going to talk about their own mental health struggles. So we all kind of can stop being so taboo about this topic and just talk about it openly.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel crazy. I don't feel crazy. Sally down the street doesn't feel crazy because you shouldn't. You just shouldn't.
Yeah. And thanks for opening up, Breezy. We always appreciate that.
100%.
I'm listening tonight on 98PXY at 7 o'clock p.m. And we thank you guys for listening. It's Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back. Little Shaboozy on PXY Morning. What's up, guys? It's Moose and Breezy. Welcome back. Let's talk Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley for 1 minute.
Do we have to?
Do we all remember her? Yes, of course we do.
Her in the middle of May, just getting
pulled. So the outside prosecutor that was brought in to review her traffic stop in Webster says she will face no additional criminal charges or tickets aside from the speeding ticket she already pleaded guilty to. And she ended up paying the fine. Do you want to know why, though? Because prosecutor Bill Fitzpatrick says being rude and obnoxious is not a crime. Thank God for that. Breezy be in prison a long time ago.
Lulzies. Jokes are always funny when you have to explain them.
This prosecutor originally considered the charges of fleeing from police and official misconduct, but determined none of them were appropriate. Why? How is her fleeing from the police not appropriate? I don't know how this works.
Isn't that called evading a police officer? I've definitely done that before.
She comfortably parked in her garage. One of the questions asked was if Dorley pled guilty so quickly, because it was a defense mechanism, did she plead guilty so quickly because it was a defense mechanism to avoid additional charges? And Fitzpatrick responded with, I seriously doubt Sandra was being that cunning to do that. And I point out that the plea was not accepted for another 9 to 10 days. So if someone in Webster or in Monroe County had smelled a rat, then somebody should have said something about it. See?
I'm confused. Not bugs in a jar farm.
Some have questions if it was even fair for Fitzpatrick, who knows Dorley and does the same job, to even conduct the investigation.
Doesn't everybody know her? Who's going to do it?
And he responded with, you know, there's a limited pool of district attorneys in the state that could have conducted the investigation with a degree of credibility, he said. I'm 100% certain, though, that any fair-minded, open-minded person is going to look at this and come to the same conclusion I did. So he also emphasized that his review was solely focused on potential criminal conduct and not of ethics. So we can close the books on this for pretty much forever. I mean, it is what it is. So that's that. She paid her ticket and life goes on.
Okay. Whatever. It's just so classic. Like, oh, I'm in with the crowd, so I don't have to, like, really get in trouble. But if that was anybody else, please, they'd be behind bars.
Well, you saw her apology video. Do you think it was genuine?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I'm over it.
I know you are, Breeze. All right, guys.
We're not going to reward bad behavior.
We
so.
Never do. What are your thoughts on toilet breaks at school? Because a listener...
Call them bathroom breaks, because you're confusing me and everybody else. Bathroom breaks.
All right. What are your thoughts on toilet breaks at school?
What are your thoughts on water main breaks?
A listener, Gwen, was sent home a letter last week explaining that if too many kids continue to ask to use the bathroom during class, their bathroom privileges will be cut off. We're going to read you the letter she received and hear what you think coming up next on the show for Parental Confidential. Stay there.
98PXY.
Shh. Anyone else get a letter sent home to them like the one our listener Gwen received? Take a listen to this. She writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Here's the letter I got from my 14-year-old daughter's high school that sent this out last week. And I'm just wondering your thoughts on this. Feel free to read it during your show because I don't agree with it. But I'm trying to get an idea of how many other people, including your listeners and parents, think this is kind of ridiculous. I'm trying to figure out what next steps to take. Thank you." So here's the letter that she received about students in the classroom taking advantage of using the bathroom. And it says, "Dear parents and guardians, we are now into the fourth week back after the summer break. And with students and staff adapting to the new lesson structure, I'm sure you can agree that attendance in lessons is key to students making the best progress. It has come to my attention that there has been an increase in the number of students requesting to use the bathroom during lesson time. And this is having a considerable impact on valuable learning time for the students leaving the room and for the rest of the students in the class who are having their lesson disrupted. While we understand that there may be occasional and legitimate reasons for students to use the bathroom during lessons, we encourage all students to make use of the toilet during break and lunchtime when it is more appropriate to do so. This will minimize disruption to both their own learning and that of their classmates. And this trend, if this trend continues and the number of requests remain high, we will have no choice but to refuse bathroom requests during lesson time, except in cases where a student may have a medical condition."
Okay. What?
"In such cases, students will be issued with a toilet pass to use during lessons upon providing medical documentation. We kindly ask for your support in reminding your child to make use of the bathroom facilities during the designated break times so that we can ensure lessons remain focused and productive for everyone. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding."
I believe the term is lavatory.
Wow. Okay.
Well, let's hear what you guys think. 585-252-9800. Do you agree? Do you disagree with teachers implementing this new rule of not letting kids use the bathroom? Because God knows I've had some serious emergencies in the classroom.
There's been some close calls for sure.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
there's been some close calls.
There has been. I think
we can all agree, Breeze, how many kids do take advantage of
I was one of them. I was always every single seventh period in French, I would take advantage of the fact that my French teacher didn't really speak that great of English. Like,
you
at all.
You took a language?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't make it past freshman year, but I took a language.
Oh.
I took one in middle school, too.
They didn't let me.
Yeah. Well, that tracks. Okay.
But when you are as a kid, and by the way, this letter was sent out to Gwen's daughter, who's a freshman in high school. This is not elementary school. We're talking about high school here.
Well, I know, but that's when they start getting really manipulative, and that's when they start getting really sneaky. Like, for me, if I was bored, I was just like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Right.
I'm going to take a lap. Then I would take a couple laps, sit around.
That's what it was. We weren't using the bathroom pass to go to the bathroom. I would take a lap. I just had to get out of class.
And to be honest, people were doing some godforsaken things in that bathroom.
100%.
People were smearing poop on the walls. People were breaking the toilets off. They were.
I don't know what school you went to, but that's always.
Don't act like you're so much better on the West Side.
No,
please.
I was going to say that's always happening in Greece. That's not.
That's a Tuesday.
That's a daily occurrence.
That's a Tuesday.
All right, we got some texts coming in here. Love to hear what you guys think. Taylor is chiming in first. Taylor says, I do not understand why we deprive kids of food, water, the toilet, and then wonder why they can't focus. I'm fine with the teacher saying, you can go to the bathroom right after I give out these instructions. I'm not fine with just no. Yeah, nope. This person says, no, my kids know that if they need to use the bathroom and the teacher doesn't let them, they are allowed to walk out.
You know, it's hard because there's been instances where people have literally lost their lives when holding their pee. I mean, listen, there's things that have happened closer than we think, right? So that is a genuine medical concern, but also high schoolers specifically, they're pains in the asses, to be honest.
No, I know. I think a lot of people know
they
that.
They will do anything to get out of class. Trust me.
This listener says, I was one of those girls who was denied a pass to the bathroom, and I ended up peeing through my clothes. It was humiliating at the age of 13.
And that's just a Thursday for me.
Hello, PXY. What's your name?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Talk to us. What are your thoughts?
Well, my daughter, too, is a freshman.
Okay.
And a friend of hers got in school suspension for walking out of a class when she had to go to the bathroom. She was sitting there crying. She had to go so bad. She got up and left.
Yeah, as she should.
Yeah.
And the security officer came to the classroom and got her belongings, and she ended up with in-school suspension one day for going to the bathroom.
Shut up.
When she was literally, and I told my daughter, if you have to go to the bathroom that bad, take the in-school suspension.
Sure,
because that's BS.
So now she had to spend not just a period, but the whole day with in-school suspension.
Oh my God.
That's right.
But honestly, it's the kids that take advantage that ruin it for people like your daughter's friend.
She was sitting there crying. She had to go to the bathroom so bad, and she just finally got up and walked out.
Yeah.
And I told my daughter, you do the exact same thing.
100%.
Yeah, if you got to go, you got to go. And like Breezy said, there's always going to be students that take advantage of it, but you know who's being genuine. This girl is like shedding tears. Let her go. And not to mention, they're getting to an age now, especially girls, where their bodies are changing. They're going through some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just let them go.
Yeah, God forbid they have their period. Oh, my God.
Right? I get it, but I don't get it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you said, it's the few bad apples that kill it for everybody.
Right.
But it's getting a little ridiculous.
We were that bad apple.
No, 150%. 150%.
That was a long time ago, but yeah.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like we're taking classes at Penfield High.
Laura, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate that.
Yeah, bye-bye.
If kids are abusing the bathroom pass, then yes, I can understand why this would be a rule. Teachers are not stupid. Not every student has to use the bathroom during class. That's a bit excessive. Yes, we understand that. Elena says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My daughter got a similar letter home. She gets 5 passes in total for all of her classes per semester. She has a heavy flow, and I told her, screw that. If you have to go, you get up and go, and I will personally deal with the teachers, because that's how infections happen in females.
Oh.
That's what's up, Elena. This is a hot topic for some people.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Thank you guys for all the messages. Listen, If I were you, Gwen, to have the talk with your daughter, like, hey, if it's an emergency, don't be a bad apple like Moose and Breezy. Don't take it for granted, because you're going to ruin it for everybody else.
Learn from us,
you
for
know,
sure.
Like Laura's daughter's friend who's sitting there crying that she has to go and then gets in-school suspension. That's insane.
It's nutty.
It's nutty. So if you got to go, you got to go, right?
I mean, Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
PXY Mornings. We'll do another parental tomorrow morning. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.